to Section 9. My name's Damien Hull, and I'm here with Dorothy.
Hello. In this week's episode, we're going to be applying information security to a small business network by using the Cisco Lifecycle to prepare, plan, and design our network. Let's get started.
So yeah, we're going to be applying information security to a real-world scenario. And one of the things that I've learned over the years by going to training like SANS is that the people who are in the industry actually doing information security, like the SANS instructors, they are really, really good at what they do. And they have a background in network engineering, server administration, they can do hacking, they can do pen testing, they can do programming, or at least a little bit of it, because they talk about buffer overflows and servers, Windows, Linux, Mac. They just do so many different things. And the big thing that I learned from all of this is that you're not doing security on just workstations or servers or network. It's all encompassing, because what you really want to do is you want to secure the entire organization. And the only way you can do that is if you know about all these different things: network, server, workstation, laptop, Windows, Linux. You know, you have to know all of that.
So one of the things that we, Damien and I, sat down and we got together and decided to simplify the process, mainly for me to understand it and for him to kind of put things together. So we did a scenario. We created a scenario for a small business. I'm going to be trying to open up a business for graphic design, and I'm hiring Damien to set up the networking part of it. So can you tell me, by using the PPDIO?
So first thing is, when somebody comes to you like this, whether that's a client in this case, because I'm the IT professional with the consulting company, if you will, and then she's the one who wants somebody to help her set up the company or the networking part of it or the IT part of it. So if you have somebody like that, or if it's management coming to you saying, hey, we need to add this new process to the company, a small office or what have you, how are you going to gather enough information to be able to pull this off and provide those people with what they need? So that's what we're going to do here. And we're using the PPDIOO Cisco Network Lifecycle process to help us do that. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is that checklists help a lot, because there's a lot of steps involved. And what we've done is we've modified this a little bit to help us make sure we don't leave anything out. Now, it's not perfect.
What are the things that that you have listed in your prepare stage?
Right. So in this process, we're going to be looking at prepare, plan, and design. Now, our process is not perfect. We don't have everything listed here.
Right.
But we're hoping this gives you an idea of what we're trying to shoot for. So in the prepare stage, this is where you gather as much information as you can from the network, from the people that work for the company, in this case, Dorothy, because she's the one who's going to be using this network. Now, we have business needs, IT needs, IT management, and IT security. These are the topics or subtopics or categories that we have within our prepare stage.
So what are the business needs for?
So the business needs help us figure out what your needs are, or what management needs are, so that we're achieving some sort of business goal here. Used to be IT would tell management what to do. Now what's happening is that management and IT are working together to make these things function properly. So the first thing I'm going to ask you is, how many users are you going to have within this business or on the network?
Well, I'm going to be starting it just by myself right now, but I want to get at least five users in my company.
Okay. So that gives me an idea of how big this network is going to be. Mm-hmm. And we actually purposely chose to go to five users only, because we want to keep this example small. We don't want to, get it too large where we have issues. So later on, we're going to have a larger network with more users, and we'll see how that works in the future. But for now, we just have five. And then we're going to go into software. So what kind of software are you going to need?
Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop.
So those are two things that we can use as examples for a network, or not a network, but a graphic design company. And that's going to help me as the IT person figure out some of the things she's going to need to be able to use those applications.
So you actually wouldn't want to know that the software is going to dictate what the hardware that you're going to choose
Correct. So now we have hardware. So let's talk about some of that.
Okay.
So are you going to need a workstation or a laptop or both?
Well, I want a workstation to do the heavy duty work, but eventually, I want to be able to have a laptop, or something that I can take to the client and say, hey, there's your pre-design right here. What do you think? And just get some ideas to make sure that I, do what they want me to do. So I will have to have at least a laptop to do client visits and things like
that. Right. So what about mobile devices?
Mobile devices for the people in the office. You know, I don't want everybody tied down in the same room all plugged in.
Right. So people are going
to
have
tablet, their phones, something like that. So I would need, something to be able to have those devices.
Right. So that brings up Wi-Fi, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So now these are our business needs. Have we covered everything? No. And this is just an example for our particular scenario. So you get an idea of how this is supposed to work. Now we have IT needs. Mm-hmm. So in order to support your workstation and your mobile devices and maybe internet access, there are certain things that have to be there in order for all of that to function. And IT has to provide that. So in this situation, I'm going to have to give you IP addresses. There's going to have to be DNS, DHCP, Wi-Fi for your mobile devices and the laptop. And then we have NATPAT gateway device, something that's going to connect you to the internet. And we're going to use a firewall in this particular situation, which we'll talk about in a minute. Now we go into IT management. So one of the things I've seen over the years is that a lot of people don't even know what IT management is, especially in smaller environments where people don't have experience with some sort of IT management process. So what I'm looking for here is documentation, inventory of software and other equipment, and then equipment maintenance. How are we going to maintain the equipment that we purchase? Sometimes for enterprise level devices, you have to purchase a support contract. And sometimes that's almost mandatory. In certain situations, it may be optional, but you may want to have that just so you can maintain that particular device or software. So those are the things you have to consider in IT management. And really the goal here is to make sure that we know what we have and we can maintain it and we don't have a situation where something doesn't work because we weren't paying attention to that particular device or software.
What about IT security? What kind of security?
So now we get into IT security. We want to look at how we can keep this particular organization safe. And for this particular situation, we're going to be using Windows because we can take that example that we do here of how we, you know, secure Windows here in this small environment. And then we can use that in the larger enterprise environment where we have maybe a domain. So that's kind of why we chose to use Windows here. But you need to use the business needs to figure out which operating system this person's going to use. Because you could have a graphic design company that uses the Mac OS instead of Windows. So that's something to take into consideration. So in here we have Windows. So we want to do for security, patch management. That's one of the biggest things you can do to keep out the hackers and the malware. If you patch your operating system, you patch your third-party applications, and then you have antivirus software that's always up to date, you're going to be pretty secure. So we want to make sure we have Windows updates, Windows Defender. We want to make sure that's up to date. And then we want to make sure we have third-party applications that are up to date. Oh, and I should specify that when we talk about Windows, in this particular situation, we're going to be using Windows 10. And then we have Secunia. Now, you want to talk about that? Because you're the one who actually uses Secunia.
Yeah, you know, Secunia, it's something that Damien actually turned me on to when he came back from one of his SANS training. He says, here, try this and tell me what you think, you know. And what it basically does, it's just a software you can download. It's free. And it will tell you when your third-party applications are outdated and says needs to be updating. Some of the ones that can be automatically updated, it will do that for you. Others need to be manually updated and it will kind of, you know, tell you, hey, you need to update this. And one of the things that it does, it just patches them. And so you're always up to date and you're not vulnerable to somebody to exploit and then patch the third app in your system. So I really like it. And what I really like is at the end, it will rate you. So if you don't update all the ones that they're telling you to update, it will tell you you're only a certain percentage
Right. And we're going to be taking a look at that further, you know, in more detail later on. Maybe in another episode, we'll talk about,
we'll talk about that
how that thing actually works and what the score actually means. And then we have a firewall to help take care of network security. So we can, you know, not only are we going to use that to connect us to the internet, but we're also using that to help prevent people on the internet from gaining access to the inside of our network.
Right. So, you know, the prepare stage, and one of the things that I noticed as we were working in this project is that the prepare, planning, and design phase, they're kind of mutually inclusive. And you're going to see this, you know, the next one, you know, when Damien looked at the prepare stage and he got the business needs, IT management, and IT security, that's also giving you information on how to plan, you know, what you have to get, you know, to put the network together. And at that point, you know, your network design is also coming together. So
Right.
What kind of information did you get from the prepare stage that you can now use on the plan stage?
Well, first of all, we want to make sure people understand that this is not a complete list of things that you would gather in the information part of this.
Right.
So when we look at IT security, there may be other things you want to do for information security and making sure this organization is actually secure. We're just giving you the basics. You can add more later on if you want to. But these are just the basics that are going to help us learn how to apply information security in a better way, in a more holistic way, so that we don't forget anything.
And also, we're doing a really simple, down to the bare bones network. You know, our goal is to look at it in a very basic way. Then eventually, you know, in further shows, we're going to do it on a bigger network and try to implement it and then add to the list of some of the things that we would be considering that are not no longer small business. You're looking at, you know, things like an enterprise or a medium business. So just this is just like the basics to get your feet wet.
Right, right. So now we go into the planning phase. And as Dorothy was talking about, this is where we take the information that we have in the prepare stage where we gathered all that information. We're going to use that to form some kind of a plan that will help us move forward with our project here. So we have equipment here. So how do we take the information that was given to us and start purchasing equipment or figuring out what we might actually use in this particular situation? So we have a max of 5 users. So that tells me I'm going to have a switch of some kind to plug in the workstation, the wireless access point, and maybe a printer on this network. And then we also plug in the firewall as well. So I'm going to have something that supports those devices plus a few more extra users and maybe a few more devices later on. So I don't need a 48-port switch because that's overkill. I don't necessarily need anything super fancy. I may just need something simple, something, you know, like an unmanaged switch for this particular project. So that's how you take some of the business requirements and apply them to the equipment that you're going to purchase for this particular project. And then we go into workstation and laptop design, or what kinds of things do we want to be incorporating in these devices or these systems to make them function with Dorothy's business requirements. Now, she says she wants to have Photoshop and Adobe Illustrator. Both of these are going to require a lot of system resources. She's going to be working with high-resolution files, things for, you know, maybe a magazine or a brochure. So we want to make sure we have nice monitors for this. So we're going to get a couple of 4K monitors. We need a lot of RAM. These are large files. Maybe we go with 64K or 64 gigabytes of RAM. And then we're going to have some kind of large hard drive. So you want to get like a terabyte SSD or maybe even something larger.
Right.
And the reason why we're going to be using a workstation in this particular situation, one, she requested it. But two, if you look at laptops that are out there today, anything that you're going to get is going to be limited in that you may not be able to power 2 4K monitors from a laptop. You may not be able to add 64 gigs of RAM to a laptop. And if you can, it's going to be really expensive.
Right.
So that these are some of the things that you may want to take into consideration as you put these things together. And then on the laptop side, you may want to get like a 17-inch laptop, 32 gigs of RAM, and it's got to be, you know, fast processor as well, lots of hard drive space, so that when she goes to the client's site and displays or shows them what she's done, she's not in a situation where they ask for minor changes and then her laptop takes forever to do them.
Right.
So those are some of the things that you want to take into consideration. It's definitely one of those situations where you're not going to be able to go down to Best Buy and pick up a workstation or laptop because it's not going to have the necessary system resources to be able to do the things that Dorothy wants to do with her Photoshop and Illustrator.
Well, and you and I had this conversation before, you know, because I would look at a device and go, I don't know what kind of thing to get for what I need. You know, what am I supposed to get? What kind of, for example, you use the switch. How do you determine what kind of switch to get for 5 people? And, you know, maybe possibly, you know, if I'm really successful, I may want to, you know, expand that. Or I may just decide, no, 5 people is the only thing that I'm going to do. So, you know, I don't know what a switch is. I don't know what a switch is for. I'm just a businesswoman. And you're coming to me and you're saying, okay, I need $1,000 to buy a switch. And I'm going to go, why do I need a switch? How do you justify, you know, this purchase?
Right, right. And this goes to one of the larger issues you have in IT is how do you justify anything you do in IT? And if you work for a large organization, how do you go to management and say, hey, give me $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to go buy equipment because we need to? Well, why are you asking for $40,000? What is the reason for that? And if you have a business reason for why you're doing something, so in this case, we're talking about a switch, right. We're talking about a workstation and a laptop, a firewall, a wireless access point. These are all of the things that Dorothy's going to need that she may not understand. And so she wants to be able to justify this. Hey, why am I spending my limited dollars on these things? So if there is a business reason for this, if I can go to her and I can say, okay, here's a switch. It's got 8 ports on it. It's only like a couple hundred dollars. You need this because you want to plug in your printer, your wireless access point, your firewall, and your workstation. Right. And then you have extra for other users or other devices you may have on the network.
Right. So, you know, and then that also goes back, you know, to IT management, you know, because, you know, in the past, when we're looking at it in the prepare phase, it's like you documented, you know, you tell me what type of equipment and where it's located. But now I got this equipment. So how do I maintain it? Who's going to do my software updates? Who's going to make sure that this is running and go? Do I hire you to do that? Do I need to hire somebody? You know, I mean, one of the things that really bothers me about the IT management part of it is that, you know, I've talked to people just like you have, and you go, okay, do you have any documentation? And they're like, oh, no, I don't have time for that. How does one not have time for that? For me, if I hire you and then you leave tomorrow, if I don't have something documented, I'm not going to know how to explain to the next person, look, my network is not working, fix it. And they're going to go, where are your devices? Well, I don't know. You know, and what do you have? I have no idea. Well, where are they at? Who knows, you know?
Right. So that's, Dorothy's bringing up a really, really good point here. Documentation is crucial. And a lot of times people don't even understand what IT management actually is. So when I talk to people about this kind of stuff, if they're in a larger enterprise environment, they may understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But people in those smaller environments who have never seen IT management done right or any kind of IT management, they have no idea what you're talking about.
And they don't understand how important it is.
Right. So what Dorothy is talking about is really important. So for example, you want to maintain systems. Well, how do you maintain them if you don't know what you have? Right. So good documentation about the workstation, the laptop, the devices you have on the network. What version do you have? When did you buy them? What software is installed on your systems? That's really important to have because you need to know what you have to plan for the future. So that's one thing. So for example, if I want to migrate from Windows 7 to Windows 10, well, how many of the people in my organization have Windows 7? How many already have Windows 10? And so, you know, you need to know that to figure out, okay, how many people do I have to upgrade? That's one thing. You also need to know what kind of laptop or workstation they have to find out whether or not that particular system can be upgraded to Windows 10.
Yeah, if it's compatible. Or right. Even if you have that and you have some of the users using something, you know, not so up to date, is it backward compatible? You know, you got to have.
Right, right.
Especially if you need to get into some of the files, I would think. But
So there's a lot of different things that you have to take into consideration. And having good, solid IT management is really important. When you get into those larger environments, and I've been in them myself, where you don't understand how something's connected. And then somebody calls and says, hey, we don't have internet. Right. Well, now what do you do? How do you figure out what's broken?
Right.
If you're going across multiple subnets, multiple VLANs, if there's routing involved, multiple devices, it's really difficult to figure out where the thing is broken.
Or you can have a contractor that you bring for whatever reason. What if they plug some kind of rogue device in there and you don't know because you don't know what you have? You know, to me, those things are, you know.
So IT management is really important. So for this particular situation, we're going to do documentation, and we can do this on a spreadsheet, and we're going to, you know, make sure we have all the devices, as Dorothy was talking about, and then all of the software that she's using, Windows 10, you know, Adobe Photoshop, Illustrator, what's on the laptop, what's on the workstation. We're going to document all of that so that we know what's on there. She knows what's on there. If we're not around and she has to call somebody else, she can hand that over, and then they're ready to go and do whatever it is she needs them to do, because they already have a place to start. They don't have to go from ground zero and then figure out what you have and then start doing stuff.
Right.
So all of that is really important. I think IT management is one of the bigger issues people have in IT.
Right. And what about the design?
So now we go into the design portion here. And here's where we do the network diagram. We make sure that the type of equipment that we're purchasing is going to be correct for this particular network. Right. And as Dorothy was saying, some of the design and the planning and the preparation are all interconnected. So we may already have some idea of the hardware that we're going to get. But once you put the design together, you're going to say, okay, the design is this way, and we might need to change this and that and the other thing. So there may be some things you want to change based on what kind of design you come up with. Now, in this particular case, it's really simple. There's a workstation, there's a laptop, there's wireless, there's a printer, there's a firewall, and there's a switch that connects all these things together.
And we have made a network diagram that we're going to put in the show notes for you to look at. And if you feel you want to put the network together in your house, to test it and secure it, using this, it'd be something for you to do.
Right. And also, we want to point out that we're going to be using pfSense for this project.
Right.
Because that has some enterprise-level features that we can play with. Some we can play with when we actually get into that on this network to see what we can, do with that and protect this particular organization. And then later on, when we go to that enterprise-level network, we can use some of the features in pfSense to do something that's more enterprise-level with some of the features that are already built into pfSense.
And we are planning on doing an episode with a bigger network later on. On our next episode, we're going to focus on the last three stages of the Cisco lifecycle, which will be implementation, operation, and optimization. And I'm really looking forward to do that, because to me, this is just me learning how to put in a network together, how to go through the steps. And, if I have to go and talk to an employer and say, this is how I put the network together, this is the gathering of information that I got, this is the reason why I chose these devices and how I connected them and how I secure them, it feels a little bit better for me. I'm going to feel a lot more confident than just saying, oh, I don't know, I just slapped all the devices together, plugged them in, and I didn't document it, didn't have time,
Right.
So for me, it's kind of a breath of fresh air to kind of have a system to go from.
Right. You have a process you can follow. For me, a lot of this is kind of basic for me, because I've done this before. I can design networks. I can put them together. I know what's needed. I know kind of, how to get certain information from people who are managing the business to be able to make sure I meet some business needs. But it's really nice to have a step-by-step process so that when I move
that you can
to that,
rely on.
that I can rely on, and so that I can move to that larger network where if you don't have a process, you're probably going to forget something. And some of those things may be fairly large things that you forget, and you're going to leave big gaping holes somewhere in the process. Mm-hmm. Now, even with this little network that we have here, we can do some cool things when it comes to information security, because that's really the focus of what we're trying to do here. How do we apply information security to a production network? So we can introduce things like intrusion detection, packet analysis, firewall filters or rules that we can apply so that we can make the network more secure.
And that is our focus that we're going to be doing in next episodes as well. But we really wanted to stress the importance of understanding networking, how the network is put together, how after you put it all together, then you can do some security things on a basic network that is going to get you a lot for your buck, I guess. You do a few things and you get a big security part on it. But understanding that as we move up in bigger environments, you're going to have, devices that, like you said, it has intrusion detection, prevention, how to use the tools to understand and see if somebody's penetrated your network, Nmap, Multego,
right.
Whatever you
want. And we can use some of that on this small network because it's easier to understand things like packet analysis or intrusion detection on a small network. And then what we do on the small network can be applied somewhat to that larger environment. You can take what you learn on the small network and apply it to something bigger.
Yeah. And one of the things that we did that I'm very proud of, I thought it was really cool, is we did a little video a little while ago. It was Nmap. And what we were trying to do is we were trying to see, we had set up some DigitalOcean servers, and within 15 minutes of setting them up, somebody was already trying to get in. And, you know, we did an Nmap video to try to hide what the operating system really was so they couldn't pinpoint it. What else did we do? We changed the SSH port to something else.
Right. So there's a lot of things you can do. And we're going to be looking at that when we get to the larger environment. Right. But again, what Dorothy's talking about is, you know, you need some place to start.
Right.
You need a starting point. And that's where this small network comes into play. And so we're going to learn as much as we can from this little network and how to apply information security to that and maintain it. And then we're going to take what we learned here and apply that to that larger network and see what else we can actually add to it.
Right.
And do things like what Dorothy's talking about.
Just look at a scenario. Mm-hmm.
To figure out what's going on with the network and other tools, because that's not the only one. There's a bunch of stuff that we can do with that.
No. And you know, one of the things that I really would like to do is to actually, like you were saying, you know, we're using pfSense to do certain things, but you know how we did the rules at IP tables to do those two little things that kept people from seeing some of the things that we don't want them to see. And, you know, I think that later on after, you know, we have the basics of how to put the network and do a basic security on it, we want to expand to the tools and the devices and see how we can get the most out of the device, I guess.
Yeah. And again, as Dorothy was talking about, we're going to be doing implementation, operate and optimize. Those are the last three parts of our Cisco network lifecycle process. So we're going to be doing that next episode.
Right.
But is there anything for now?
No, just, you know, you can see our show notes at section9.us, and you can send us comments or questions at info@section9.us. Oh, by the way, congratulations on passing your test.
Oh, yeah. I passed the GCIH test.
Yeah.
And that's for SANS 504. And that's the incident handling and hacker techniques. So it covers incident response. How do you do that? And then it also covers some of the hacker techniques. So you understand how the hacker breaks into the network, what kinds of things are you going to see so you can help identify an actual incident where hackers are trying to break into your system or somebody's trying to do something they're not supposed to be doing.
Right. And we want to use this show to actually put into practice some of what Damien has learned so he can get some practical experience on those things.
Right.
So anyway, thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening.